President Joe Biden made a last push Thursday for voting rights legislation headed to the Senate. He met with Senate Democrats to urge changing the Senate filibuster rule to allow a majority vote on the bill. But by then, it was probably too late. Moderate Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona spoke on the Senate floor shortly before an expected vote, where she talked about building bridges and forging common ground.
These bills help treat the symptoms of the disease, but they do not fully address the disease itself. And while I continue to support these bills, I will not support separate actions that worsen the underlying disease of division infecting our country. The debate over the Senate 60-vote threshold shines a light on our broader challenges. There's no need for me to restate my long-standing support for the 60-vote threshold to pass legislation. There's no need for me to restate its role protecting our country from wild reversals in federal policy.
Soon after, the other key moderate Democratic senator, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, issued a written statement saying he would not vote to eliminate or weaken the filibuster. That seems to close the door on a bill that the House of Representatives had just passed on a party-line vote of 220 to 203. That measure combined the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Restoration Act, measures to create federal voting rights protections and restore anti-discrimination provisions of the Voting Rights Act. Republican lawmakers dismissed the legislation as a partisan power grab. Mitch McConnell is the Senate Republican leader.
Of course, we know what Washington Democrats view as their top priority. President Biden, the Senate Democrats have been shouting at the American people that an evil, racist, anti-voting conspiracy will destroy democracy forever unless Democrats get total one-party control of the entire government starting next week.
In Senate floor debate, Democratic leader Chuck Schumer defended the measure as a response to what Democrats describe as voting restriction measures in Republican-controlled state legislatures.
There's been a lot of gaslighting here on the floor lately from the other side about power grabs, about takeovers, but precious little in terms of substance. I've not heard them mention what Republican legislatures are doing. That's not the thrust of their speech. They say, oh, it's a power grab. Oh, it's a takeover. Well, my friends, if there was ever a power grab, it's what's happening in the state legislatures right now, where Republican legislators are taking away people's sacred right to vote.
The opposition from Manchin and Sinema seems to leave little path forward for the voting legislation, something Biden seemed to recognize after his meeting with the Senate Democrats.
One thing for certain, like every other major civil rights bill that came along, if we missed the first time, we could come back and try it a second time. We missed this time. We missed this time.
The latest development comes in what's been a difficult week for Biden. One reporter asked White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki whether Biden needs to change his tactics after recent setbacks. Psaki explained the White House's position.
You do hard things in White Houses. You have every challenge laid at your feet, whether it's global or domestically. And we could certainly propose legislation to see if people support bunny rabbits and ice cream, but that wouldn't be very rewarding to the American people. So the president's view is we're going to keep pushing for hard things, and we're going to keep pushing the boulders up the hill to get it done.
Despite the apparent setbacks, Biden is renewing his vow to keep moving forward on what he sees as a crucial issue.
It's about election subversion, not just whether or not people get to vote. Who counts the vote? That's what this is about. That's what makes this so different than anything else we've ever done. I don't know that we can get it done, but I know one thing. As long as I have a breath in me, as long as I'm in the White House, as long as I'm engaged at all, I'm going to be fighting to change the way these legislatures have moving.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.